council meeting was largely devoted to the matter of the trams. The administration motion was defeated as the Labour motion to end the trams at Haymarket was given the backing of the Conservative group. The council leader, Jenny Daw, offered a very brief word as she left the chamber, and then we interviewed a few other councillors about the effect of the decision.
..and the Chief Executive, and we'll see what we can retrieve from a situation that I think does no good for our city today. Thank you.
Councillor Rose, what do you think the outcome of today will be?
Well, I hope it will be that the final decision is actually implemented, which is to Haymarket as the best decision for the taxpayer of Edinburgh.
And the council leader has said to you that by deciding this today, you and the Labour group will now have to find £161 million. What do you have to say to that?
She's running well ahead of herself. The agreement with Bilfinger that was reported to us from Mar Hall was that there was a second option, and that was a Haymarket option, and that's what we seek to implement.
Councillor Unique, and you've been accused, Labour have been accused today of landing the city in another mess, in that the city will now have to find the £161 million cancellation fee, if we can call it that, because the Lib Dems think that you have condemned the tram project. What do you think?
That's only if the Lib Dems disobey a vote of the council. This council voted for the Haymarket option today. At no point did anybody say that that meant it would mean a cancellation. In fact, it was the best result for the city. And if they don't go to the contractors and say, this is what we want you to deliver, and instead go, we didn't get our way, so we want you to cancel it, they will be undermining the democratic process of this city. It is in their hands as to whether or not this vote is dealt with as it should be in a proper democratic process.
And do you think it will be?
Well, given the actions of this administration over the last 4 years, I have no confidence in their capacity to run a Bath. Therefore, their ability to deliver this is somewhat limited. But it will be their choice whether or not to obey the democratic will of this council.
Councillor Milligan, what do you think the outcome of today's decision about the trams will be?
Well, what the council has voted for is recognising that we cannot keep asking the public purse to come up with more and more money. That we are confident that the funding's in place for the trams to go ahead to connect to Haymarket. And it's rather like the expression that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Would it not be a better option to deliver what is clearly deliverable rather than prolong the kind of concerns and uncertainty about what's to happen? This has been an unholy mess, and it's all gone terribly astray over the last 3 or 4 years. And we've got to remind people that the proposal was from the airport to the seaport, and alongside that there was to be a second route that would connect that tram system to the waterfront. And the reason why we wanted to achieve that was because there are many people who on the extreme north and on the extreme east of Edinburgh who feel that the transport links are such that they are not fully able to enjoy all the pleasures that comes from travelling about our city and having good, easy access in and out of the city centre. And within literally weeks of the Liberals coming to power in Edinburgh, they axed any proposal to link up the trams to the waterfront. And now what we see is they were trying to move away from the airport to the seaport and say it should now be at York Lane. What the council said is for now all we've got the money for is to take it to Haymarket. It rather reminds me of what I've heard so often, that if Christopher Columbus had been a Liberal, we would only have discovered the Mid-Atlantic. That's what happens when people vote Liberal. They never complete anything because they're neither one way or another. What should have happened is that the council should have reinforced its view right at the start that it was determined to build the system in its entirety, and they have started chopping parts off the project, and now what they have found is that the council doesn't have the money to even do the half tram link that they themselves favour.